Today, the United States Supreme Court agreed to review two broad claims of executive power by the Bush administration, claims that lower courts had rejected. In one case, Vice President Dick Cheney is asserting that the federal courts have no power to ascertain whether lobbyists and corporate executives helped formulate the administration's energy policy. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Before there was September 11th, there was a brewing scandal about President Bush and Vice President Cheney's connections to the energy industry and how those connections played out in the formulation of the administration's energy policy. As Enron came crashing down, the vice president conceded that he or his staff had met at least six times with Enron executives. But no further information about the Energy Task Force's contacts was forthcoming. Soon, two groups were suing to get the information, one the environmental group, the Sierra Club, and the other the conservative watchdog group, Judicial Watch. The participation of Judicial Watch was more than ironic, since it had successfully filed a similar suit in the Clinton years to find out information about Hillary Clinton's health task force. A federal appeals court ruled that under federal law, the White House did not have to release information about communications with government employees, but that information about outsiders' participation is open to the public. And it is precisely that information that Judicial Watch and the Sierra Club have been trying to get hold of for almost 2 years with regard to Vice President Cheney's Energy Task Force, namely, were any people from outside the government present at task force meetings or subgroup meetings? Did anyone from outside the government get memos or other documents about those meetings or vice versa? In short, did energy companies influence the decision-making process? Although various government agencies have produced thousands of pages of documents in response to the lawsuit, the White House has produced not one. Mr. Cheney contends that no one from outside the government did participate. When a federal judge ordered the vice president's staff to produce documents and answer some basic questions to test that assertion, Mr. Cheney refused. Instead, he appealed and lost. Whereupon, the administration appealed to the Supreme Court, where today the vice president got at least a ray of hope with the court's decision to review the question. In an interview on Fox News a year and a half ago, the vice president laid out his position.
What's really at stake here is the ability of the president and the vice president to solicit advice from anybody they want in confidence without having to make it available to a member of Congress.
But Larry Klayman, who at the time was head of Judicial Watch, took issue with the assertion of a principled position.
When they say they're doing it on principle, it's the principle of their own self-preservation. They don't want to release documents that could lead to controversy and maybe even scandal.
And from the start, Cheney has made no secret of his desire to build up, or as he might put it, recapture the powers of the White House.
I've been around town for 34 years. I've seen a constant, steady erosion of the power and the ability of the president to do his job.
But Alan Morrison, a lawyer for the liberal advocacy group Public Citizen, sees this case as an executive branch power grab.
Ultimately, what they're saying is courts can't inquire. And in some sense, it's similar to the claim that they're making in the Guantanamo Bay case, which is, trust us, we're treating the prisoners properly.
The second executive powers case the Supreme Court agreed to hear today is a test of the president's power to lift a moratorium on trucks from Mexico entering the U.S. Last year, a federal appeals court in California said the administration could not let the trucks into the United States until the completion of an environmental impact study that was authorized by Congress after NAFTA was ratified. The administration contends that its foreign policy power trumps the environmental law. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.